It's your girl KB and your girl Plan Doh. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plan Doh. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing the what ifs.
The what ifs.
What if, KB,
mm-hmm.
What if you and I won that country cook, that contest that Saul has right now by Country Cooking?
Okay, so Saul Diaz-Schuler from so Country Cooking has a contest from Philadelphia.
Chef.
Has a contest
mm-hmm.
for someone with an up-and-coming business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like loading them up with a bunch of stuff, child. With a bunch of stuff.
I mean, like
Saul and Friends.
Saul and Friends
is hooking somebody up.
Is gonna hook one lucky person up, child.
Wait, let me ask you this: you think it's gonna be one winner, or is gonna be more than one, or like how do you think it's gonna happen? She said one, but no one sold.
She said one. Let's just discuss what she's giving away.
Okay.
Okay, so some of the things that I saw on her Instagram was she's going to give them a vehicle
mm-hmm.
with their logo on it wrapped around the vehicle, child. That's like dope.
Right.
Second thing she was going to do, she was going to give them money mm-hmm. to start the business. She was going to buy a building if they needed a building for the business. She was going to fly them out to Disney World with a night stay, a few nights stay, whatever, however many nights you be you mm-hmm. there at an Airbnb. She's going to help the business fix. Mm-hmm. One of her friends are helping the business fix the, you know, gain business credit. Also, there's someone that's going to make a billboard for your business. So your billboard will be up advertising your business. Then on top of that, she's going to shout your business out on her page. She said she's going to be promoting it herself. And you know
she said free promotion for 6 months.
6 months. I didn't even hear
free.
That, child.
Free.
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 Free promotion.
Promotion.
From Saul. Auntie from Saul. Who knows Saul? The world knows Saul.
She's been on LL Cool J Live with LL.
Tamar was just at
Tamar was at cooking. Fresh Grocer in Philly, child.
In the hood.
In the hood. Looking just like she belonged there, child. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shout out to Tamar.
Tamar was in there looking like Tay Tay.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And she should, though. She can't, you know.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that's yeah, how yeah. you can get, like, you know you a real person. You can get the celebrities out looking real and not looking celebrity-ish.
Child. Came you on know. Out there, child. The taste salty is food. And she said it was something else. It was something else. I just can't
I don't
remember.
Know. I do know. I do want to say this. Let's talk about Saul for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've seen a lot of people say, there's some haters out there in the world. And they mm-hmm. hate just because it's... When you just become a public figure, you just automatically gain haters.
Yeah, new levels.
And I've literally seen people say the food is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I probably wouldn't put it past people that they never even tasted the food and just be saying
yeah.
that they did and saying mm-hmm. the food is nasty. Just because there's some real life mean people out there exactly. in the world. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this. Part of the challenge was to go buy a platter and spend $5 at mm-hmm. the Fresh Grocer,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm the kind of person, like, I don't eat a lot, but my eyes are bigger than my stomach, so I've spent, like,
mm-hmm.
a lot of money mm-hmm. on food because I wanted everything that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I put on my platter
mm-hmm.
was excellent.
Yeah. And I tasted, too, but I'm going to be honest with
and
you.
And we come from a family of people that know how to cook, child.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. This is why you see some of this, guys, if you've been following Plan Doh, you see that I try to go against the odds because a lot of times it's a bunch of people, it's
who
a bunch
just,
of her
bandwagoners,
naysayers,
who just ride the wave for
the
no
naysayers,
reason.
They all, like, and then they put their 5 cents in it. Then they're just rude. It's been so many times where I went against it and it wasn't what they said. Today I want to shout out salt. The food is nowhere near nasty.
Nowhere near
nasty. You don't taste a lot of salt. Unless I come from the same salt shaker she come from, it's fine. It's even. It's not like it's too even. Much.
It's not bland. I tasted it and I was like, yes, salt. So much is that when we went back to drop off our things to her that was a part of the requirement of the contest, I bought another platter because the food really was that good to me.
Yeah. And you keep talking about those grits. How? Because I ain't taste the grits, y'all.
So the food, the first time I got the grits and the shrimp and a whole bunch of other stuff. This time I literally just bought the shrimp and the grits and I wanted to taste. I didn't have oxtails last time, so I tasted it. I bought a little bit of oxtails just to taste it, but the shrimp and the grits slam it. Mm-hmm. And I had a piece of fish just because fish and grits, shrimp and grits. But
yeah, somebody on Instagram commented like, damn, them grits good as shit.
They really were. So if I don't ever get anything else ever again, I'm always going to be, anytime I'm in that fresh grocer, mm-hmm. I'm going to probably get shrimp and grits.
Yeah, man.
Straight facts. So, yeah, Salt, if you're listening, please make sure the shrimp and grits is always on the menu.
I know they can ease because she's salt. So this ain't going to do no help. But listen, if you never had her food, we come from a family that can cook.
Cook, child.
I ain't even going to hold you. If you are in the city or if you're from Philadelphia, Salt is at, I think it's 4900 Monument Road or something like that. The Fresh Grocer on Monument Road. Check that shit out for yourself.
Okay. And you know what I didn't do, what bothered me for both times? I'm in line and I'm not looking at it like, what that egg-a-roni, macaroni and cheese look like? Because, child, my mac and cheese is all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to buy nothing if it's not going to be good. Like, I literally was, some girls behind me drove all the way up here from Maryland. And they asked me, mind you, I never had Salt's food before the first time I went and bought it while I was, when we was participating in the challenge. But it was a group of girls from Maryland behind me, like, they were like, so, how you feel about that macaroni and cheese? Like, I mean, I'm from Maryland. Like, we from down south. We can cook, child. Like, and I don't want to come all the way up here just to buy no food and it don't be good. Well, then why did you come all the way up here?
Well, because...
Why are you in line already before you even tasted it with the negativity? Mm-hmm. Like, only thing in my head I could say was, get away from me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm standing in line. I'm here from Philadelphia. Our family can cook like, I don't know what. Shout out to the Soul Supplier for selling platters every week and it's always sold out. Mm-hmm. My bro, your cousin, we come from a family that cook. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, like, I was not standing in that line comparing her food to what I know. First thing I said was, damn, that fish look good. Damn, them shrimp look good. I'm already eyeing what I'm going to purchase because I saw what I saw and I knew what I felt looked like it was good.
Yeah. So I don't go into anything with a negative mind. Of course, I could have been thinking, shit, I hope the food ain't nasty. But I just honestly, I was so happy that she gave us and everybody else in the world the opportunity. So it didn't even cross my mind. I didn't come down. I don't know what the girls from Maryland came down for, but I went all the way to Monument Road to support.
Facts.
and to win.
Right.
No, so yeah, to support. So I didn't have like, oh, I hope the food good. The food better not be nasty, because even if it was nasty, and I'm like, she's giving a competition. Did y'all just hear what the hell that she was giving away? Like, what did it, and I still, even if it was nasty, I still wouldn't have, like, bashed her online. Right. I wouldn't have been in the, because a lot of y'all get disrespectful. Like, this Instagram stuff, it just be disrespectful. First of all, let me say this. I like it but everybody is not, right? Because that's life.
That's life.
But if my mom always told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it at all.
Just don't say nothing at all.
Y'all be in the comments like so negative, and she's still on top. So it don't even matter what y'all think.
Right. And then today, I don't really want to focus on the negative, but today, a guy in line, and there was no more macaroni and cheese. So they asked how long the macaroni and cheese is going to take, and the guy that's working says it's going to be about a half an hour. So the guy in line says, oh, they getting real black on us, child. A half an hour? And the only thing that come to my head was, when you go to a restaurant, I don't care what restaurant it is, and if it's not fine dining, mm-hmm. you are going to a restaurant and you are getting prepackaged food mm-hmm. that company have somewhere made already in some warehouse somewhere, shipped to you frozen, and mm-hmm. it's already prepackaged. Mm-hmm. And they just put the shit on the oven or on the grill or in whatever they do to heat it up, and then they serve it to you. And you pay out your pocket top dollar, and when you don't make a reservation and they say it's going to be 30 to 45 minutes for a wait mm-hmm. just to be seated, you say to the hostess, okay, cool, I'll wait. And then you say to yourself, dang, I wish I would have made reservations. And we're doing shit like that for places like Applebee's. Mm-hmm. Applebee's don't come for me for what I'm about to say, but the food is basic. Mm-hmm. And they know it. That's why you can get 2 for $20. Mm-hmm. They know it. You get the absolute basic of the food, and half of the time, the shit is too salty. Mm-hmm. And you don't complain about it. Mm-mm. Why? Why do we gotta do that to our own people like that?
And we getting black.
Really pissed me
Yeah,
up.
We getting black. We're really making macaroni and cheese, and it takes time.
It takes time.
We trying
time.
To serve it fresh. And she's a high demand. You're going to wait, sir. And if you don't want to wait, you know what you can do? Get something else.
How many times you sat at that Applebee's table and you was like, yeah, I'm about to go there and give me some boneless Asian chili wings? And when you got there, they said, we got an Asian chili sauce. Mm-hmm. What did you do? You ordered something else off the menu without an argument. Hmm. Don't do that to her. Don't do it. It bothers me so much.
Girl. Well.
Back on topic. What ifs? I'm sorry. I went on a rant. A soul rant. Because I just be hating how people be coming at her on social media. But anyway,
Monday, child.
The contest is over on tomorrow.
Over tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Can't bring nothing after tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But then on Monday, she's going to announce the winner. You think she's going to announce the winner on Monday?
I'm not sure, because I thought I heard her say it over 500 people.
Wow.
500?
500.
That's a lot of business plans, and that's it.
Well, let me say something for you. You dropped off a packet mm-hmm. for Designs by LaShine / Pando. Mm-hmm. Okay. You dropped off a packet for Designs by LaShine / Pando. Mm-hmm. Your event space that you want. Mm-hmm. And then you also are a part of Shit Talk Radio entry that mm-hmm. we gave. Mm-hmm. You have something that somebody else don't have. Mm-hmm. You are in the basket twice.
Child, don't tell nobody.
You are in the basket twice, sis.
KB is letting out. That's why on First 48, I think KB was a snitch.
I didn't know this was a secret.
This was a secret, child.
If you told me it was a secret, if you would have said it's a secret, don't tell nobody, I wouldn't have told nobody. Because on First 48, we found out that Plan Doe was the snitch and not KB. Because I ride for my folks. I don't snitch in public, but I will tell you behind the scenes that you ain't right.
Yo,
you say it all the time.
Let me tell y'all what happened in this store today, right, child? I go to the store. KB go in as KB. Because Saul don't know what we dropping off, so she don't know that Shit Talk got KB and Plan Doh. But KB and Plan Doh is in the line. But Plan Doh is in the line with a Plan Doh shirt, but not as part of Shit Talk, because I didn't want her to say you can only enter once. Now,
I don't know.
And y'all motherfuckers, because I know y'all some haters. Y'all.
I mean, you don't think she going to figure it out when she read the Plando packet and then see Shit Talk Radio and it say KB Plando?
Child 500.
First of all, your name, excuse me, let me explain something to you before you argue me back. On, I'm very sure on your packet for Plando, is you have LaShawn Stewart, your name on there somewhere. You have to.
I do.
And then on Shit Talk Radio, I put in the essay and the business plan, KB, Keisha Butler, in parentheses, KB. LaShawn Stewart, in parentheses, Plando. It's not going to take a genius to connect
that. I told you to put Plando Stewart in there. I told you that.
So I'm supposed to submit a very serious bill. I'm not even going to take you serious.
No, I told you to put Plando.
You did not tell me
that. I told you that. You don't remember?
You did, and I also read everything to you out loud, word for word, sentence for sentence, and you said, okay, but what I'm not going to do is go back and forth with you.
I whited it out. I forgot to tell you.
Okay. All right, y'all.
I whited it out.
Do what you do. Finish the conversation.
Plando Stewart.
Okay. All right.
No, I didn't get a chance.
I know you didn't.
But, question. You think she gonna remember?
I think whoever is, because this is very serious, this is thousands of thousands. I mean, like, thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said a building, van, like, a van itself, we talking $30,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean.
A van? No. That van didn't. That van looked like it was used.
Oh, it was used? Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's used,
like probably like $8,000, like maybe $6,000, 6 to 8,
or 10.
I don't look that good.
I didn't see the
no,
van.
Sorry.
Is it old or what?
No, it's like old, but you know, once you put the wrap in it,
okay,
as long as it's running with the wrap, you ain't even gonna be able to tell, you know?
Okay,
that's what I think the thought behind it is. Not like a
okay,
she didn't get it fresh because I don't think she want nobody to have a note with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Still looks good, though.
Whatever. Let's say $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
You say eight. Six to eight.
Six to eight, yeah.
$6,000 to $8,000 for a van.
Mm-hmm.
A building that, whether it's rented or whether it's owned or whatever the case may be, still, that's mm-hmm. a lot of money.
Yeah.
We talking between 30 and 50,000,
mm-hmm.
if not more.
Wow.
Or double.
You think so?
If you said buy a property.
I didn't say buy.
And here you just did say buy.
I said she's getting a building. That could mean rent. I think she's going to rent. I don't think she's going to buy.
All right, when we go back and listen, you said buy.
Okay. Say I don't think she's going to
okay.
buy. Rent.
Renting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Renting a building.
Mm-hmm.
Is it whatever it is going to be rented and paid for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't see how you can rent something for somebody and give it to them and they may not be, if it's starting a business, they may not financially be able to handle rent on. So in my head, let's pretend she's doing rent for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You think rent for a year?
I don't know. I'm just saying in my head what makes sense. I'm not going to pump this much money into somebody and they can't handle the rent, because 6 months is not a long time
mm-hmm.
for a starting business to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to put somebody in a rental space that they can't handle
mm-hmm.
themselves. So I'm just going to pretend, hypothetically speaking, let's say it's for a year. I'm saying she's got to be coming out of her pockets $20,000 to $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of hers, but Salt and Friends is definitely putting up $20,000 to $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$20,000 to $50,000.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, like, whoever is the person, because she said it's not going to be her, she's going to have other people.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the people that's picking, and you said it's over 500 contestants,
mm-hmm.
I really believe that they are going to be very, very serious about what they're reading and who they pick.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them shelling out this kind of money to give it to somebody that provided a half-assed business plan
mm-hmm.
or provided a half-assed presentation
mm-hmm.
or just typed up something and came in and handed it in just to hurry up and get into the contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I do personally think that they are going to pay attention to every single detail.
Mm. Wow, so do that make you scared?
I hope they would, because...
Yeah. Does that make you scared or no?
No.
that makes me shaking in my boots. Like, I'm just like, not that I'm just.
It makes me feel better.
It does?
It makes me feel better because then I know in my head that they are carefully picking the right winner.
That makes sense. That makes all
sense. And they're not just going on, oh, this looks pretty, or oh, this doesn't look pretty, or they are really going to pick the person who they felt really truly deserved to win.
Yeah.
Especially when you're putting up that kind of money. You can't just grab whoever's on the top pile, or whoever handed it in first, or whoever.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that, so.
Yeah, I wonder who the judges are. I'm just like, I really want to know. Like, I wish I could be like a bat on the wall. Like, I'm like, yeah, but that makes sense. Like, I hope that that they do. Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest. We were putting together a business plan.
Child.
For days. You know what I'm saying? So.
And we were very, I don't want to say careful with what we said, but we were very. We took our time.
Yeah.
We did not. We could have rushed and put together any kind of thing and rushed and got it down there on the first day that she announced it, or the second day she announced it. But we really did take our time, and we really did make our package personal to Shit Talk Radio. And I really think that we spelled out what Shit Talk Radio is, our mission, and what it means to us, what we want to do with Shit Talk Radio. And I really think after she read our essay that she's really going to feel that through. Well, it's not going to be hard, but I personally believe that they are going to feel our passion through the essay.
Yeah, that's good. That's what matters. Yeah, that's what matters. And might I add, is a page on the essay that I am very impressed. When I looked at, so guys, real quick, the background is, first of all, business plan. I never made a business plan a day in my life. So business plan, the section where it said market analyst, that shit scared me because I'm like, and then it, like now that I wrote it out, and of course, like KB said, it's twice. It's really not that deep, but the thought of the business plan, KB. She was on her way to graduate with a master's degree. So she got a couple of degrees under her belt. However, I stopped going to college right after my second year. So for her, I think you took up business. Did you take up business before? Mm-hmm. So for KB, this was a little bit more smoother. Although it was, I'm not going to take it away from you like that. But the way how you looked at it from the beginning, it was like, now it did, because you're a perfectionist. I think it would have took that long for you. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like we went in it. I was like, once you showed me KB, showed like the layout, I said, damn. Just looking at the layout scared the shit out of me. Like, in a market analyst, like, that really scared the shit out of me, because you got to do your research. Let me say this, right?
Oh, my, I know what you're about to say.
Let me say this. You got to do your research, child. Like, you got to really get into some things, because you're trying to win. You got to know the market. Listen, I learned some shit through this. And also, that is my favorite part on a Shit Talk freaking business plan. When I tell y'all, if them motherfucking judges don't pick our asses for nothing else... That market analyst section, child?
Market analysis.
Child, that section right there. That shit right there. Some good shit.
I can say for me, I wasn't that confident in the actual business plan. I did, however... I am very confident about the essay. Like, to me, the essay was very personal. Like, I'm very confident in the essay. Like, we spoke in Shit Talk Radio language. We had a thesis and all. Like, it was like, that was some APA college essay that somebody would have submitted and got a whole A plus on. Like, it was very, very well written, and it was very well connected. Like, it flowed easily. All of the dots connected from one line to the next, from one paragraph to the next. And we definitely, it was just definitely, like, personal. Mm-hmm. We didn't just go in and write an essay. We really, really took our time to be personal in the essay. And that's the part that I think, to me, is, mm-hmm. Like I already said, like, I know reading it, mm-hmm. if I'm somebody else from the outside, if I read that article, I would feel like I was a part of Shit Talk Radio after I finished reading it.
Because on the essay, she want to talk about we getting into some things, child.
I definitely said that
because y'all see it.
And guess what? If Saul or anybody else go on Shit Talk Radio and listen, they're going to feel and connect with it even more, because it sounds like exactly how we talk and exactly how we speak.
Period.
They're going to feel like, just from reading that essay, once they finish listening to an episode, like, they already heard us before.
So, okay. All right. We win, right? We win Monday. Saudia is promoting Shit Talk Radio.
Child, it's about to be.
Who do you want?
You already know.
The first invited guest.
Sold. That's number one.
Sold.
First and foremost.
Y'all see it. Sold is coming to the podcast, child.
Let's speak it to the existence.
Sold is coming to the podcast, child.
That's my first person I want on the show. Because I would like to personally thank her on the Shit Talk Radio airways. Personally, and that's going to be a video. That's going to be our first YouTube, whatever. We're going to have some real life production coming up in this joint. But second is definitely going to be Wallo.
Oh my God. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
It's going to be
your
Wallo.
Haters are your marketing tool. Your haters is your marketing tool. Shut up.
It's going for real be Wallo. And it's going to be Wallo because I'm showing Philly some love. But as much as you know I like Wallo, you already know who's my number one favorite person in the podcast world.
Who?
Mr. Charlemagne.
All right.
Leonard, you are coming to our show, sir.
Ciao. All right. Who I would want to come first is Country Cooking. We gotta get into some things, okay? We gotta get into some things. I would like for our, like, first YouTube with Saul to be, like, I see this, right? We set up, but we in Dubai. We got camels in the podcast. Like, we're going to, uh-huh. I'm going to decorate, because I decorate too, child. I'm going to decorate it like, we're going to have sand in it, and we're going to have salt there. We're going to bring Dubai. Shit Talk Dubai to Shit Talk with salt there, right? She's going to be the first person. We're going to get into some things. The second person, because shit, if I reach salt, I know I can reach Jay-Z.
Child.
If he can sit in the barbershop, and I don't give a damn about LeBron being his young boy. If he can sit in the barbershop, surely he can sit in Shit Talk Studios. So I want to interview my man, Jay-Z. Bro, Hov, I know you listening. You know the good thing is, right? You know the best thing is, we don't think he's listening to Shit Talk, but did you know Nori didn't think he was listening to Drink Champs?
Wait, who said you don't think he listening to Shit Talk?
Well,
you already know what I think. I think they all listen to Shit Talk.
Everybody.
celebrating. Lenore listens to shit talk every day, and he just don't want to respond to my DMs. I know he does. And so do Wallow, because let's not forget Wallow reposted when we was our story on Instagram. I know he listen. He just won't respond to our DMs, and that's okay, because he will in due time and, when it's supposed to happen.
And after Hov, after Country, then Hovey, I gotta do it. It gotta be my man, the one and only Kevin Samuels. He gotta come. He just gotta come to shit talk, child.
Kevin is pushed to the bottom of the barrel.
I'm Bolivar, y'all heard it here first, show. Kevin is pushed down to the bottom.
No, I'm gonna push him over, y'all, because I want to talk to Kev.
Yeah,
I want to talk to his ass, and I want to talk to Kevin in person. We cannot go on his show. He needs to come to Shit Talk Radio, because I refuse for that mother brother to hang up on me.
Yeah, he not calling the shots. But when I seen him with Tasha K and him on Joe Button's podcast, he went to their
podcast, though.
Yeah.
So he didn't. But when you call Kevin Samuels on his show with a difference of an opinion, and he don't like what you're saying, this is my show. Don't come on here telling me what I should be saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you say but, he says, gotta go. Click, and he hang up on your
when
ass.
Kevin come, we gonna have Big Shirley up here and everything.
Ah!
Like, it's going down. Basement. Anyway, listen, we're gonna win. We need all you guys to do us a favor.
Yes.
Go to Country Cooking's page and put Shit Talks all in her. Y'all see it. Actually, she complimented KB's shirt. KB has on a Shit Talk Radio shirt. She liked what she saw. So I'm guaranteeing y'all, I need all of our listeners to please, number one, pray for us. Number two, pray for us. Number three, flood Saul's comments with a Shit Talk.
Shit and lip emojis.
Shit, oh yeah.
Just the same way you be high motherfuckers, go on somebody's page and spam their page with bumblebees, make sure you go on Country Cooking and spam her page with lips and shits.
Please, guys. And again, pray for us, but spam her page. Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk. No, we ain't ready yet. Do you have any other announcements?
No, you know, I just think that you're excited and no, I don't have any. Oh, we are getting ready to shout out to My Brother to Brother.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Oh, that's
we're
right.
Getting ready to go. And
is my brother, you said My Brother to Brother, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we want to be we're a special invited guest.
We are special invited guests to the My Brother to Brother.
Ooh.
Or My Brother. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me get it right. My Brother podcast. And we've already had them on ours. And he's doing a series of podcasts talking about a specific thing. And he's bringing your girls, Shit Talk Radio, on his show to get into some things, child. So I'm actually really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait. And he said he's not going to even tell us what we're discussing, right?
No, he did.
Oh, later on? Okay.
No, he told us what the topic was.
Oh, I thought he said at a later date. Okay, I must have read it wrong, but okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into something, child. Make sure y'all follow and listen to My Brother to Brother. Yeah, on Instagram. Guys, that's good looking. And don't forget.
And you know, I want to shout out. You know what? I'm sitting here a lot of times, and I get mad at the noises in our background, and I get mad at the noises outside and things like that. But I want to say why, real quick, why we one of the reasons why we need the wind salts contest.
Yes.
Shit Talk Radio. This one thing, if you want to do something, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that listen to Shit Talk Radio, I don't know if you know, I know one of the things that we don't think about is that we are official like a ref with a whistle. But the people that listen think we are official.
Right.
Sometimes when you're in something, you don't realize the impact that you have on people. But I've had so many people ask me, how do you start a podcast?
Yeah.
Can you teach me? Can you help me? Can you this? Can you that? And I'm thinking, we don't know nothing about technology.
Mm-mm.
Like, compared to some of our podcast friends, yeah, when we start listening to them talk, I be feeling so small.
Yeah.
But they be the same people asking us, how do you this? How do you that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just want to say, we sit here, the two of us, every single week. We don't miss a week. We're always on time. We always post. We have over 60-something episodes, and it's happened right through our motherfudging cell phone.
Period.
No equipment, no microphone, no this, no that, and we do it. Until we get to the point that we can step our game up and go to the next level, this is how we gonna do this shit.
Listen, child, it's gonna be soon. Because we about to win.
We about to win.
And we going to have the best equipment. You ain't going to hear the dog.
You ain't going to hear the dog.
You ain't going to hear
the fire, the smoke detector.
We ain't going to need batteries. We're going to be in our studio with lights.
Cameras.
Camera.
And action.
And action. I'm hoping Saul put some of the money in her hand. So whenever, whatever we don't use, I can put to my tummy so that.
Stop.
I'm joking, child. I ain't going to that.
But no, really, I just really want to talk about no matter what you think, just do what you want to do. No matter what you just don't have, just do it.
Just start.
Because
everything gonna fall in place. If you don't believe it, watch us.
Right. Right.
And you don't just, believe it, watch us,
child. We about to move up from the back room with the Shit Talk Radio t-shirt on the pink rug.
We going to be getting emails from Kevin Hove, freaking Charlamagne.
They want us on their show.
Nikki. We going to be getting.
Nikki becoming the queen radio.
Period.
Ooh, we coming.
Period. So I can sew all your lines because I love Nikki.
I know, she talk,
that's
do.
My girl. Yeah, but that's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. So, with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Shit.